All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena as we're getting ready to start the second half. Mountain Home leads BB 22-12. The winner of this game will take on Cabot tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the championship game of the pre-holiday classic. The loser will take on Searcy in the third-place game at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And so if you are unable to make the trip down to Cabot, and obviously the weather is going to be a big concern, then we invite you to tune in to Classic Hits 101.7 either tomorrow at 3 or tomorrow at 6. We are just about ready for the start of the second half. BB is already out on the court. Coach Leonard giving his team final instructions. And we are just about ready for the start of the second half. Peyton Husky will inbound the basketball to Emma Martin, and she'll pass it back to Peyton Husky as we start the second half. And the shot, no good. Rebound by Foreman. Inside to Yates. Back to glass, no good. But Yates gets her own rebound. And now we're going to have a foul on BB, and that's going to be a two-shot foul. So Kaya Jackson whistled for the foul. And Addison Yates will go to the line for two free throws. First free throw is good. So Yates with her second point. 23-12 is your score. Second free throw is also good. 24-12. Here comes Abby Henley, who's got three fouls. Now here's Mariana Ritchie. Ritchie loses the dribble, and now a scrum, and the alternating possession will keep it on this end with the Lady Badgers. 7:28 to play in the third quarter. It's been all Mountain Home so far. Madeline Adkins will inbound the basketball. Here's Abby Henley. Now over to Riley Bridges. Bridges. Now top of the key to Ritchie. Now over to Adkins on the left side. Adkins outside to Henley. Henley. Now to Adkins. Adkins. Now Bridges. She thought about it. Now to Jackson. 17-footer. Good. Kaya Jackson showing some range. She's got four. 24-14. 6:53 to play in the third quarter. Here's Peyton Husky with the basketball. Husky guarded by Abby Henley. Husky now over to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert guarded by Adkins. Gilbert dribbles right, gets it inside to Foreman. Foreman. And they're going to call Foreman for the travel. So the turnover to the Lady Badgers. Here's the inbound play. Abby Henley. Henley will bring the basketball up into the front court. Henley. And gets the pass to Ritchie. Ritchie back to Henley. Henley. And we're going to have a foul. Looks to be on Mountain Home. And Addison Yates will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. Here's the inbound to Abby Henley. Henley with the basketball. Now to Adkins. Adkins. Now to Ritchie, I'm sorry. Ritchie posts up. Oh, and she's going to be fouled. And Emma Martin will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. So fouls are starting to mount up a little bit for Mountain Home. Here's the inbounds to Ritchie. Ritchie. Now over to Adkins. Now to Henley. Now to Adkins. Adkins spins. Now gets it back to Bridges. Now to Kaya Jackson. Jackson for three. Yes! Watch out! Kaya Jackson heating up. And it's 24-17. 5:45 to play in the third quarter. Jackson with seven. Here's Peyton Husky with a basketball. Now to Emma Martin inside. Foreman. Foreman. And the foul is going to be on the floor before the shot. And the foul is going to go on Riley Bridges of BB. That'll be her first. 5:34 to play. Here's the inbound play from Husky. I'm sorry, to Husky from Martin. And Husky drives, lays it up, and in. Nice shot by Peyton Husky. She's got 8, 26 to 17. Here's Richie on the left wing. Now over to Bridges. Bridges wants to drive. Can't get the shot to fall, but Riley's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. And Addison Yates has picked up her third foul. That is three team fouls. Here's the inbounds to Bridges. Bridges, and now Bridges is fouled in the act of shooting. And now Emma Martin picks up her third foul. And fouls are really starting to mount up for Mountain Home. And Riley Bridges will go to the free throw line for two shots. First free throw for Bridges is good. Bridges with 6. Kyra Penn and Leah Jackson will check in for the Lady Bombers. Second free throw coming up for Bridges. This time it is no good. 26 to 18. Here's Husky. She'll drive, lays it up, no good. Fights the rebound. And let's see. Turnover as Kaya Jackson trying to get control of this basketball. Peyton Husky will inbound the basketball to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert, now to Husky on the wing. Husky. Now the pass tipped. Husky gets it back. Husky drives, lays it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. And here come the Lady Badgers. Madeline Atkins with the basketball. Atkins into the front court. Now to Bridges. She thought about it. Now Bridges. Now to Jackson. 16-footer. No good. And the fight for the rebound comes down to Anna Grace Foreman. And now we've got a Lady Badger down. We've got a Lady Badger down. Let's hope that she's okay. That's Abby Henley, and she's going to take a seat as Kelsey Jackson will check in. So 4:15 to play. Here's Gilbert. And now we're going to have a timeout, Mountain Home. And this is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. We will keep it right here. The 26-18 is your score. And the Lady Badgers hanging around. Actually, I'm sorry, that's Taylor Farmer, that's number 5, so my apologies. Taylor Farmer is number 5. So 4:09 to play in the third quarter. 26-18 is your score. Leah Jackson went down the basketball for the Lady Bombers. Here's Kate Gilbert. Gilbert got a Husky in the corner for 3. Shot no good. Rebound, Riley Bridges of BB. Here come the Lady Badgers. They've got an opportunity to cut into the lead. Here's Kaya Jackson. Jackson pulls up. Shot no good. Rebound and a Grace Foreman. Up ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert pulls up, and now I think she's going to pull back. Nope. And the shot knocked away, and here come the Lady Badgers. 3:37 to play. Up ahead to Farmer. Farmer to Jackson. Baseline jumper. Good. Kaya Jackson with 9. And the Lady Badgers have cut the Mountain Home lead to 6 at 26-20. 3:23 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Kate Gilbert. Now out to Husky. Now to Leah Jackson. Jackson, the bounce pass to Penn. Inside, ball knocked away, but we're going to have a foul on the Lady Badgers. So Kaya Jackson picks up her third foul. And so checking into the ball game is Emily Payne. And now Meredith Weber will check in for Kaya Jackson. So Mountain Home will inbound the basketball, 3:12 to play. Here's the three from the corner, shot no good, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Badgers. Here's Madeline Adkins up ahead to Henley, bounce pass to Weber, outside, now back inside. And that's going to be an over and back. So a turnover to the Lady Bombers. 2:53 to play here in the third quarter. And now Peyton Husky with the basketball. Husky, bounce pass to Leah Jackson. Jackson will try a three, shot no good, but the rebound to Kyra Penn. And now she'll give it up to Peyton Husky. And now we've... And apparently we've got a foul on Meredith Weber of BB. That's her second foul. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Mountain Home holding on to a 6-point lead. Here's Husky with the basketball. Husky. Now over to Penn. And now the cross court over to Husky. Now to Jackson. That's Leah Jackson. Now over to Husky. 2:05 to play in the third quarter. And now we're going to have a foul, looks like, on Mountain Home. Kyra Penn will pick up the foul. To 20, 2:01 to play here in the third quarter, and the Lady Badgers hanging around. Here's Richie on the baseline, outside to Adkins. Adkins, outside, Bridges, jumper, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson. She has it taken away. And here's Richie. She'll drive, lays it up, and in. Mariana Richie with 7. 26-22, 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. BB clawing their way back in this game. Kind of reminds you a little bit of Little Rock Catholic in the boys' game. Leah Jackson with the basketball. Now over to Husky. Now to Penn. Now to cross court back over to Husky. Now here's Foreman in the near corner. Now to Husky. Now to Penn. Now back over to Husky. Now to Payne. Now back to Husky. Now Penn for three. Shot no good. And the rebound right back to Jackson. Shot rejected out of bounds. It will stay with the Lady Bombers. And now Gilbert and Martin will check back in. Leah Jackson and Kyra Penn will check out. And now Kaya Jackson will check back in for BB. The scores table staying very busy. And Riley Bridges will take a seat. 54.4 to play. And now we've got a foul, looks like, on BB. Meredith Weber picks up her third foul. That is the 15th foul on the Lady Badgers. Here's the inbound play to Martin. Now over to Husky. Under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Martin. Martin, back to Husky. I think Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the final shot. Well, now I say that. Gilbert jacks up the three. No good. Rebound, Madeline Adkins. 31 seconds to play in the third quarter, and now it looks like Beebe will try to hold for the final shot. They are currently on a 10-4 run. Under 20 seconds to play. And now Beebe's going to call a timeout. And I believe this is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. So this is a 30-second timeout. And the Lady Badgers just staying in this ball game. They're not shooting well, but they're just staying in this ball game. And Mountain Home, after dominating the first half, they're holding on for dear life. Now the team's coming out of the timeout. So here we go. Adkins will inbound the basketball to Abby Henley. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Here's Henley. Henley with the basketball. Now to Ritchie. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Ritchie drives, pulls up, shot good. Mariana Ritchie. And Mountain Home cannot get the shot off in time. And we come to the end of the third quarter. We got a barn burner here at Cabot. It's Mountain Home 26. And BB 24 will be right back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.